is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Hey guys, how do you feel about getting some free showtime?
Let's cut to the chase, Sean. Go to boardwalkaudio.com/showtime. You can get a week of free showtime.
You get a week of free showtime.
And what? That's good. Where stuff. It? It's on boardwalkaudio.com/showtime.
Oh my gosh.
You can get a free week of it.
And then after that, it's only $8.99 a month.
I know. And they've got all the... they've got The Shy. I want to see that show.
Oh yeah, The Shy. They have Smilf.
That's supposed to be amazing.
Supposed to be amazing.
You can tell we need to use this deal because we need to watch Showtime.
Mm-hmm. And after that, it's only $8.99 a month, which
yeah,
is cheaper than Netflix.
Yeah, so...
And HBO.
And combined. I think Hulu. Oh.
Anyway, it's cheaper than all of them. How do they do that?
It's pretty amazing. They've got all the Rocky movies, which is what I want to watch.
Yeah, they have Bad Moms on right now.
They have Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead, which, you know, even though the name is a little spelt weird.
I know, spelt just totally wrong. No G's or H's in
no
that,
G's or H's Sean. In there. Let's make it, well, there's one H, I guess. Also, Death Becomes Her is on there, too.
Oh, my God. I would love to have a Death Becomes Her party to watch that.
Oh, it'd be fun. We could drink red wine and
eat frosting.
Eat frosting.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. All right, guys. So go to boardwalkaudio.com/showtime to get your free 7-day.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
I just drink wine.
I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to go?
I'm so ready to go.
Are you ready to go? Ready?
Welcome to the wine situation. Hello, Sean.
Giggly.
Aww. Oh, this is the wine situation where we pair people's whiny wines with delicious wines.
Sipping wines.
That's right.
That's Ellen Clifford over there. She passed the WSETS.
Uh-huh.
She's also a certified sommelier from the Court of Masters.
Oui, oui. That's Sean Buchholz.
Hi.
I was just laughing.
I'm giggly. I was laughing at my little accent that I put on Court of Masters.
Court of Masters. I don't know what that is, but it's cute.
It's kind of Spanish.
Well,
Sean
got his intro, Court of Masters.
Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Si.
He helped open Bar Covell. He worked with Greg Condes. He's got all the wine creds to help you out.
Wine Whisper, Wine Reiki.
Yeah, that's right. He does the wine whispering.
Mm-hmm.
He looks into your soul and just kind of like breathes gently in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And in not a creepy way.
Not a creepy way.
Just a comforting way. And then he's like, ooh, mm-hmm. I feel your need for a nice Fiano.
It's like the softest embrace.
Mm-hmm.
And without then it's me touching
a,
you.
And then nothing, it's just a deluge of liquids in your
no
glass.
Touching that happens.
Right. Yeah, it's like Reiki. He uses the spirit.
I use auras. I use spirits. I use energy fields. I use crystals.
He's got like some major neck action going on.
Neck action? That's how I accentuate my points.
Should we get into moving along? Should we get into our
Grape of Thrones?
Tanat. It isn't. It is.
Tanat a grape.
It is. It's grape spelled T A N N A T. It originally came from southwestern France, most known for being made in Madiron.
Ooh, Madiron, and also Irugali.
And thank you for saying that, because I had it written down and I got scared. I was like, arugula. So it's like arugula.
It's
but
like arugula, but arugula.
That is the best way to remember it.
Arugula is almost down to Spain there.
Yeah, it's southern. I saw it on the map and then I was like scared to say it, but I had it written.
Arugula. They also have Gross Man saying it, Petite Man saying down there too.
Yeah.
That's just a bonus.
Also in the Huron Sound, they use that also down there.
Down.
When you go down on France.
When you go down on France.
You will find Mensings and Tanats.
I don't know.
It tends to be very tannic grape, Tanat does. Very tannic, very robust, lots of black fruit and licorice and dark chocolate, just espresso, all the darkness you can hope for. It's a very goth grape. I love it.
It's super goth grape.
And
you're getting so intense describing it to you. It's huge. It's a monster. But where is it popular now?
Uruguay.
What?
Yeah, the Basque people brought it over there.
Basquians.
I think over there they sometimes call it Harige. I'm not sure. Harige.
Harige.
Based on someone who brought it there. It's softer there. They they breed it in a more soft way. I'm not sure. Maybe it's because it's hotter there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because it's hotter.
And also they blend it. It tends to get blended with Cabernet Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon in France, whereas in Uruguay, they will blend it with things like Pinot Noir, so it ups that softness.
They're actually really delicious. I love a Tanat from Uruguay.
I have not had one yet.
We got to do that.
Oh, we got to do so many.
Episode 62 is going to be Tanat.
Yeah, we haven't drinking one on the podcast.
We just got to have someone whine about something that makes it work.
It pairs well with all the things that need high tannins, all the beefy things, aged cheese. Yeah, any food that puts hair on your chest goes well with a Tanat.
It's pretty big. It's a big one.
Because what do tannins do? They bind with protein.
They do.
So eat the protein and fat-rich food, and it'll soften the tannins on its own. You won't need no stinking Pinot Noir blended.
Nope.
Add a steak. Throw a steak in your glass.
Throw a steak in your glass.
And done.
Dunk. I like to dunk my steak in my wine. Hope you don't mind.
I could actually see that becoming like some kind of ridiculous new trend.
Oh, I know.
Ugh. Let's get to our guest before
we go. Let's get
to
the guest.
She hosts, I love her podcast, Cosmos in the City. I don't just love it because I did it. I love it because I love Sex in the City, and she goes through the episodes. They just recently had Skipper as a guest. For those of you that are fans, you can find her on social media as Megan Makes Bubbles, because she's a bubbleologist. What? Please welcome Megan McKeever.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Bubbleologist. Yeah. I didn't see that in my searchings.
Oh.
Wait, what's that about?
So I do like bubble tricks, and I put people in bubbles.
Whoa!
And,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you put us in a bubble?
That's so cool.
Totally can.
Is this something that you like took a class in, or did you just like freestyle it?
I kind of self-taught bubbleologist, yeah. I mean, we do like birthday parties and stuff like that.
Did you come up with that term yourself, or is that like an actual term?
No, that's like a term.
Okay, cool.
But I do own bubbleologist.com.
Sweet! Yes. And you're going to be on your pro, by the time this airs, we'll probably know.
Probably, yeah. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Supposedly, I'm going to be doing some bubbleology on Showtime at the Apollo.
Woo-hoo. Oh, fun. Yep, cool.
Up. So, yeah.
We'll have to look for it.
We'll see.
Blast it out there, you guys.
Well, so we can get into our sippy wine. Do you want us to tell us what your whiny wine is?
So today I want to whine about gym etiquette.
Yeah.
You mean like the place where you work out, or just some guy named Jim? I couldn't resist.
Well, my dad's name is Jim, so I mean, that's a whole other thing.
That's when we have you back. And
super meta.
Yeah.
But gym, like working out.
Yes.
Gym etiquette. Yeah, I avoid actual gyms specifically for the reason that I have a rough time at them.
You're like, because like, I don't know how to be. How do I be in this place?
I be from the dressing room to the ogling eyes to the sweaty bike seats? There's so much we can talk about here.
They're tough.
We decide. I'll explain the wine Sean is opening so we can ease our woes with it. We brought a 2016 Santo Winery Assyrtiko from Santorini, Greece.
Oh.
Assyrtiko.
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 Are you glad we didn't pick Xenomavro or Aiortiko? They have fun to pronounce grapes there. We picked it because we wanted a wine that was, we figured, you know, if you're going to the gym, you're going so you can get lean and strong. And that is exactly what Assyrtiko is. It's a white wine. It is a bright, crisp, lean wine, but it also tends to, and we'll get into the geography of it later and why, but it also tends to be a little strong, high in acid, high in alcohol wine.
Oh.
Also, apparently high in phenolic bitterness, which I still need to get a better grip on. So,
did you say it's from
Santorini?
Yeah, Santorini, yeah.
An island in the Aegean. Originally, or the Greeks think of it
Croatia.
As...
Croatia.
What?
Croatia.
Huh?
Wait.
Santorini is in Greece.
Greece, yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant.
It's not far. Sean, we haven't even... This is our first episode
of the night. God, you guys. I can't believe I said that.
Oh my gosh. No,
I was thinking of something else.
You were thinking of, well, I mean, it's like all that.
It's close by.
It's that
they're all like
fertile
weird,
basin.
Like island volcanic nations.
Yeah. Santorini is a volcanic island.
The other Croatia. Greece.
Yes. Well, let's cheers that.
Yeah.
So we can.
Smells good already.
Cheers.
Oh,
thanks,
across the
man.
Table.
Ooh.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that.
That is like, that's like a yoga body right there. It's lean, it's tight. It's a lot of flavor. It's very strong, but very...
I think it both goes to Pilates and lift weights.
Oh, yeah. It definitely takes a spin class.
All I'm saying is this wine is super sexy.
Super sexy.
And it tastes sexy, too.
Yeah. Delicious. I feel it.
You feel it? You feel it? Does it remind you about being at the gym?
Yeah. Well, funny enough, I did not go to the gym this week.
Neither did I. Well, actually, no, I went yesterday. But yeah, I haven't been going either.
You went yesterday.
But I did go yesterday. But I hadn't been in like 2 weeks before that, I guess, okay. Is my point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you work out? I know. That's my question.
I kind of go from gym to gym. Right now, I go to a hot yoga studio.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's in Koreatown.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I feel like I should have seen that. I live very near you. I know, because I've been to her house to do her podcast. But you're like Silver Lake more, right?
Yeah, it's Silver Lake. But this place is like 2 miles away.
Oh, okay. I feel like I've driven by it and I can see its awning in my mind. But maybe I'm imagining things.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Cool.
So that's the Bikram?
No, it's more like Vinyasa Flow. I think they do have some Bikram classes, but they do different things.
So it's like any kind of like workout place, not just necessarily a gym, not like, you know.
No, it's all yoga.
All yoga. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, just like in general, though, like your like etiquette question.
Oh, yeah. The etiquette, we can complain about any type of gym.
Any sort of gym working out, any kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah. Because I was a lifeguard for like 10 years at a YMCA.
Oh, wow.
So I spent like every day.
Yeah.
At a gym.
Oh, man. So did you have specific things that were pet peeves?
I mean, let's see.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking of all the different things that can go wrong in gyms. So, I mean.
Well, I will say most recently, that's why I'm not going to say the name of the hot yoga studio.
Okay.
But,
I thought you meant it was called hot yoga. That's why I was like, I think there is probably one called hot yoga. I feel like I can see an awning in my mind, but I could be imagining things.
This one has like another name, but hot yoga is in the name. So,
okay.
But most recently, I was taking a class and there was a fire alarm that went off.
Oh, because it's so hot.
Because it's so hot in there.
You're burning up the room.
Yeah, it is hard, guys, to do yoga, especially hot yoga, when a fire alarm is going off.
Wait, they didn't
stop?
They hit you?
They're like, use it. Use it in the pose.
That's what they did.
Oh, my God.
That's mean.
Yeah, that's what they said.
It's
dangerous. They were like, this is when you really need to focus
the
most.
I'm like, no, this is when I don't want to die.
So apparently this studio is in an apartment complex.
Oh my gosh,
so they really have no control over the fire alarm.
Oh, yeah.
So it went off for like 20, 25 minutes.
Shouldn't someone have gone out and double checked just to make sure it wasn't accidental?
Oh, they did. Okay. They did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But still.
Still, that sucks.
Yeah,
I'd be like, you owe me a class.
And usually those fire alarms, too, are not just like a ringy thing. It's like a whole like. Boop,
oh, yeah. Boop, the lights were boop, flashing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
How can you keep your balance when the lights are flashing?
We had to focus.
Oh, man.
Like the teacher
use
said.
It. Yeah. Sometimes
use
in life,
it.
There's an emergency happening right above you or next door to you, but you have to ignore it. And you have to get yourself
pay
on your own
to the
mat.
Tempest in your soul.
Yeah.
Literally what she said, guys. word for word. He's got it.
Word for word.
I really have to confess, the only time I've enjoyed hot yoga was in winter in Chicago. That was the only time I was able to get into it because it was just like so nice and warm compared to cold outside.
For me, like all yoga's hot. Like every time I get in a yoga class, I just start sweating.
Mm.
Like it's hard for me. Like I don't know if it's a guy thing. I don't
know
if it's because I'm tall. It could be I'm just riddled with toxins. I'm literally pickled.
All the wine.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know fucking Greece from Croatia. But no, I don't know if it's that or if it's just my body type, but I start sweating a lot and I get very hot just from doing poses. Mm. I don't need any extra heat. There's all these women around me and they're like just breathing, you know, moving through it, doing their stuff. And I'm like, how are you doing this?
Well, I think guys sweat more than women generally. I feel like they do. I don't know.
Yeah.
It
makes me feel a little better.
I'm kind of a freak who doesn't sweat very much. I worry about it sometimes. I'm like, I should be exuding more liquid for how hot I am. I can't get cool down. Maybe that's why I'm hot all the time.
There you go.
I tend to be more warm-blooded than cold-blooded.
Yeah.
I was like that way when I was little, then I wasn't for a long time. And then maybe like 10 years ago, I just started being hot all the time again.
I think with yoga, I think women get used to it, or just people in general. You get used to doing it and sweating, so then your body becomes like acclimated to the heat, and then you don't sweat as much.
I want to believe that. I still like tie a bandana around my head. I need like towels. I have a thing that goes over my mat so I don't slip. Ugh. It's a whole thing.
But see, I'm mad because now I'm like so used to the heat that I don't sweat as much. But that's why. But that's why I want to go.
Right.
Because
right,
I
right.
want to be drenched right. in sweat.
Oh, interesting.
So I always ask where like the hottest part in the room is.
Yeah.
And I go.
Oh God, I would die. Literally, yeah. I might suffocate. I'm not sure.
Well, the other day I went and the heater wasn't working.
Oh.
So it wasn't even hot. I was so mad. I was like, this
I want
is
you
the
to
point.
Imagine it's hot, you guys. Yeah. This is another lesson for us.
Use the fire of anger in your belly to fuel the heat.
When someone sells you something and it's not that,
yeah.
use that.
Just use that. Pretty soon use you're it. Just like doing yoga in the middle of the street. They're like, use your fury at the fact that we no longer have a studio.
Yeah,
use
exactly.
it to fuel your soul.
I know you're upset. The classes are $100 a piece, but use that. Turn that into self-expression.
So do you ever run into, like, speaking of like yoga class, like yoga class ogglers?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever run into that?
Any skeeves?
That was my thing at gyms. I always felt like, I was like, I feel the male gaze everywhere. I don't know.
But that's the great thing that I think about yoga studios is they are like 85% female.
True.
So
is the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the future. The
future's female.
Also, though, I've been to gyms that sometimes have women-only workout rooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Interesting.
So that you can get away from those.
Are you like an iPod or like podcast listener while you work out? Or are you just like just nothing or whatever's playing there?
I'm more of a music.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I like to listen to music. Sometimes a talk. I don't know. I save the podcast for driving, music for the working out.
I'm the reverse.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you're a podcaster?
Yeah. But I either walk around the reservoir or I'm on my exercise bike or doing old Taibo videos.
Nice.
Old Taibo videos? Like the 90s?
They only have old ones. I still have DVDs. Or I go online and find like one of those high intensity interval workouts.
Billy Blinks, right?
I haven't done that.
That was his name.
Yeah.
Billy Blinks.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't done one of my old Taibo videos in a long time because I discovered YouTube workouts. But
yeah.
And I have like hand weights at home. But I when you were like gym etiquette, I'm like, oh yeah, I couldn't deal with the gym. I have not been back to one in eons.
I feel like I got to put on like a definite like game face when I go to the gym. Like, don't talk to me. I'm not here to socialize and just get out of my way.
Do you have a lot of people coming up and hitting on
so
you?
So many people. It's just really
So many.
It's like, stop it, you guys. They're like trying to like.
I know I'm beautiful, but.
Yeah, and I know
dudes.
I know I'm really fun to talk to. No, there was a couple people, and I kind of like had to go out of my way to be like, that are friends of mine that I see at the gym.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm not going to stop and talk to you.
Friends.
Even though we're friends, when I'm interested in your story and what's happening right now, but I'm just really, I don't want to stand around at the gym. I want to go and I want to get out.
Oh, man. I would get so self-conscious, like working out in front of friends. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just somehow like, I can't work out in public. Feels, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you are kind of on display a little bit. On one hand, though, you do feel stronger. Like the actor comes,
yeah, like, you're like, look at me with these weights.
I can lift things.
Yes.
More so than when I do it by myself, basically, in a room where no one's watching.
I'm fine with ballet class. You definitely have to do that in public, and I don't mind. Even like the studio I go to has like it's open to this. Like Coenga, but I've never seen anyone actually stop and look in at class, but somehow I don't mind doing that in public, but everything else I'm like, oh, don't look at me on this exercise bike, don't look at me.
Well, that's why I stopped going to gyms, just because
moved over to yoga.
Well, or just like classes in general, like I like taking like a fitness class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a yoga or like a Zumba.
Ooh. Never done that.
Never done Zumba.
Is it fun?
it's like aerobics, fun. Basically.
What is it again? It's like it's like dance aerobics, mm-hmm. dance fitness, in Latin styles of music.
Nice.
I'm a Zumba instructor as well.
Oh my God!
What?
Yeah.
She makes bubbles. She makes Zumba dances.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you get that certificate?
I've been a Zumba instructor for like over 5 years.
Whoa! What? You were at the beginning of the trend, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I also do Zumba Kids.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Cool.
Aw.
So it all ties in.
So you have to like basically learn different styles of dance, or do they have like very clear like ways to teach it?
Yeah, there's like different rhythms that you learn.
So you teach them the class, and then you're like, hey kids, here's a bonus at the end. I'm going to make some bubbles, and then the parents see it. You're like, yo, I do parties.
Yeah, it all kind of ties in together.
No, it makes sense. I'm like seeing your business plan, and I am admiring it because I'm like, oh, way to coordinate. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Do you own a bounce castle too?
No.
You're like,
no.
That would be cool.
I am here for your kids' parties.
No, not yet.
It's in the plan, though. I'm sure it's in the...
It's all in the works.
It's in the deck. Let's read it.
Well, in yoga, you have to twist your body into funny shapes, so I'm going to use that to segue into telling our listeners a little bit about this wine that's kind of cool.
What a great segue. Yeah.
What a great segue. I was looking at... I'm going to put a picture of the bottle. I usually put the bottles up a day after we... So if you're listening to this podcast day of recording, it may not be up yet, but there's a picture of how they train their vines in Santorini on the cover of this bottle, so you'll... be able to see it. So it's really windy there.
That's one of my questions. That's one of my questions. Lynn.
What's one of your questions?
It's okay.
No, go ahead.
Whatever, what you're about to say.
Oh.
Talk about it, though. Let's talk about it now. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's super cool. Like, it's so windy there, and the wind can, blow so hard that it stops the photosynthesis. That's part of why it takes so long for these to ripen and they keep their acid. But also the grapes will start to shrivel on the vine because there takes so long for them to ripen because of the conditions, which is why the sugars get higher, which is why this can sometimes, when we play what's in glass, we can guess alcohol level. But it can be very high alcohol. But they train, it's so windy there that rather than having their usual vines where the grapes are exposed, they train the vines into these little nest situations so that grapes grow inside the little nest of their very own vines to protect them from the wind. It's really unique, and I'll definitely put a picture.
No, it's super unique. It's like a little nest. It's like a little grape nest.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Not to be confused with grape nuts, but grape nest.
Yeah.
You
could fill your nest with nuts.
It almost looks like a weird wicker basket where they cut off the bottom of it and just put it around grapes. But those are actually the vines growing in this weird sort of nest to protect the precious little grapes.
Yeah. They call that training. Am I going to just ruin all your questions?
Oh, yeah. Go for it. No.
When they train vines that way, it's called the Coulura method. And each individual vine is called a Stefani. Stefani from Santorini.
No relation to Gwen?
No relation to Gwen. Unless she's Greek. I don't know.
It's all Greek to me. finally worked that into the Greek episode.
This is the first time we've had a Greek episode.
I know.
It's about damn time.
Is this the Greek episode?
This is the Greek episode. Well,
this is the first time we've had Greek wine on.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's like,
you're groundbreaking.
Spoiler alert, I'm not Greek. Are you Greek?
No.
Okay.
But I love that movie.
Oh, my Big Fat Greek
my
Wedding?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Did you see the sequel?
Hell yeah, I did.
Oh,
hell
I did not. Do I need to?
It's so good.
So, I mean, yeah.
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 I loved the first one, so.
Yeah. It's just more of that.
More of that. Do you have a big crazy family?
No. They're crazy, not a lot of them.
You're like, that's enough. They're plenty. They're plenty just as they are.
Yes. Enough crazy with all the gyms and...
Yeah, Jim's and Jane's and Jeremy's and Jamie's.
Really?
Yeah.
All J's?
J.
Wow. How did you make out alive with the name Megan?
How'd you land on
I didn't choose it. They did.
That's so controversial.
No, it's really weird.
They really are different.
Lean in and listen to you whisper baby goo-goos, and they're like, sounds like Jessica.
Yeah, I think my dad was thinking about Jennifer, but I don't know. My mom was like, nope, it's Megan.
You seem like a Megan.
Thank you.
Wow.
She's
nope, she overruled.
Boom.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nope.
Yeah, it works.
Totally works.
You know.
I mean, I said it and you responded.
Yeah.
I think that's really the only purpose of a name.
That's how they work, yes.
That's how they work. They're just identifiers. It's just another little stick in the universe so we can acknowledge something with language. You guys, I don't want to get too deep. This is the Greek episode, so.
Let's play What's in Glass.
Let's play What's in the Glass.
So
what is that?
It's
not
a game.
Really, I don't know why. Well, yes, it's kind of a game. It occurred to me recently.
It's a game.
We always say, let's play What's in the Glass, and I'm like, oh, there's no winning or losing in this. It's all just wine talk. It's where we kind of analyze. We take you through how we analyze wine. So we start with looking at it, which, as I always say, you can't do very well in these these goblets.
Kind of hard to see.
But you can sort of see what color it is. It's a light lemon yellow.
I'm going to say lemon, yeah, for sure.
Maybe hints of green, but I really can't tell in this light.
Yeah, maybe, or silvery, kind of, maybe.
Just have to take these glasses. It's really hard to
see. Do you see any colors in there, Megan? You
wanna... I see all the rainbow.
Wow.
What?
That's amazing.
No.
That's better than us.
She's like, it's like a bubble. It's a prism.
It looks like if I'm very hydrated.
What your pee looks like?
Yeah.
That's the best.
Hot take. Acertico looks like well-hydrated pee.
That's
you are
right.
Absolutely right about that.
You're
though.
Totally. This is a well-hydrated peed one.
I wonder.
Just saying.
How much phenolic bitterness does well-hydrated pee have? Let's take a whiff. Let's
a whiff.
Smell it.
Ooh. Yeah, getting them bright citrus notes.
Bright lemon.
Maybe a Meyer lemon. I don't know. That's the only lemon I know.
The Meyer lemons like almost taste like oranges, but not quite to me. What condition of fruit would you call it?
I think it's pretty bright.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like bruised or anything.
It's not ripe. No. I was just running through my checklist in my head.
Oh, right. I would say it's like pre-ripe.
Pretty ripe or pre-ripe?
Almost pre-ripe.
Pre-ripe, yeah.
Is that a thing?
It's like a green banana, but
green
whatever
banana.
The equivalent is with lemons. Yeah, it's just super lemony. Maybe a little bit of wet rock.
Daylight coming.
What? Oh, yeah. Megan's into it. I was
having a Beetlejuice moment.
Yeah. We can have a singing moment.
She just jumped on the jam.
Day. Daylight comes. You say just... day.
Me say day, me say day, me say day. Day. Daylight come and we want to go home.
We need shrimp cocktails.
Yes,
oh
we
God.
Do.
Start
we
need, grabbing like, our face.
A bunch of weird furniture that comes to life.
Oh, God. Zig, where's the dancing furniture the studio needs?
Zig, would you like some in this cup? Okay.
He's saving himself.
Saving himself for marriage. Because only when he's married will he drink wine. That's right. He's nodding yes.
Oh, no. This is going to fuck our shit up real soon.
I'm going to find out soon enough. We'll see what happens. Tune in next week.
Let's take the exciting chronicles of the
wine
situation.
I have total ADD. Can you tell I haven't talked to anyone all day? I'm like, oh my God.
You didn't go to the gym and all your friends didn't.
No.
Yeah, your friends weren't fucking you. Was Shelby just sleeping all day?
I just talked to Shelby all day, you guys.
Brennan was at work.
Brennan was at work. Shelby got a bath, you know.
I'm assuming Shelby is a... animal?
It's an animal. It's
okay,
a pet.
Great.
Yeah, it's my dog.
I mean, I over-texted you so much last night. You could have like called me up and responded in voice to all my over-texting.
Oh, I was working. It was so busy last night.
I assumed so much. And I also realized after I wrote all those texts, I'm like, those were lengthy texts. And he's not going to have time to read them all. And that's okay.
Because
I was over-texting.
Yeah. I was getting all the information needed. And then I got the things that needed to be done.
Yeah. I'm very much an overtexter. Beware. I don't expect overtext responses, though. I'm aware of my shortcomings. Let's take a sip of this wine
take
and
a
analyze.
Sip.
Definitely get the high acid.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm trying to think about phenolic bitterness because recently on the Guild Psalm site, someone was like, I can't figure it out. And every single person was like, drink Acertico. It tends to have really high phenolic bitterness. And I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, I get the bitter.
Is it just. I mean, like, there is a slight bitterness to the back of my palate right now. Is that what they're talking about?
I think it is. But I feel like then a lot of people responded with different... This is wine nerd talk, sorry.
Yeah. Do you taste anything bitter in this wine?
I do.
Okay. Where does it, like, where in your
mouth?
Where
does it hit you?
Where do you feel it in your mouth? Show me on the mouth doll. Where you...
Oh.
That sounds gross.
I would say, yeah, in the back of the palate.
Yeah.
Like, or the tongue.
And supposedly that has something to do with skin contact for some wines, but I don't think this wine saw a lot of skin contact. I think it's just phenolically bitter.
This was skin contact fermented, though.
Oh.
It wasn't, like, pressed and then off the juice. And
oh, yeah. I think it did spend a little bit of time hanging out on skins.
Hanging out with the skins. I think it's, like, the Greek way.
I don't. It's so light in color. It's so well hydrated like normally skin contact wines can get to be really deep in color.
Deep in color. No, I get. And there's also like a slight weird like fullness too to it. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what that. It's like that crayon-y thing.
I think
you get that in the finish. Is that part of phenolic bitterness?
It has. There's a weird like silkiness to the texture though.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I would say, Megan, thoughts,
feelings, expressions.
She's texting. Oh my God.
No,
she's
texting.
Our wine talk has become that boring.
Stills from Beetlejuice.
I was just making, I was trying to figure out the name of this movie I wanted to bring up that's about wine. And
Psalm? Was it Psalm?
No.
Sideways.
What is that movie?
Bottle Shock.
Bottle Shock's the one with about the counterfeiter.
Oh, no. This is a Keanu Reeves movie.
What? There's a Keanu Reeves movie about wine?
Ooh.
Yeah. Sean and I both like straightened up.
Because you were talking about fermenting and stuff. And then I was just thinking about how wine is made and A Walk in the Clouds. Yeah, they like crush the grapes with their feet.
They still sometimes do that for port.
Okay.
Really?
Good to know.
Yeah, I think some people still do. Actually, some wine, like the top winery people, was like, we sometimes get in there with our feet. Like, people still do it. I mean, the alcohol cleans everything up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a, it's more like, it's dirty.
But yeah.
It's dirty.
So they do that in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the 1995 film, A Walk in the Clouds, starring Keanu Reeves.
I need to see this.
Yeah, it's basically about, like, they're on a grape farm. What are they called? What are these things called?
Come on down to grape farm.
The grape farm.
We got grapes for all sizes of wine. You mean Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc.
Vineyards, that's it.
Vineyards.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on down to grape farm.
I did it.
Hey.
Yeah, it's like based on like a vineyard, and he's from America.
I'm gonna have to watch this. I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
I'm not ashamed to say it.
But there's like a hot, sexy scene where like him and this woman like they're crushing grapes with their feet, and then they had so much fun. They go off and do it.
I mean, as long as they're not having sex in the grapes, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. What I mean, like, why is that sexy though? Like, does that like turn you on? Like, the thought of that
things squishing between your toes? No.
Yeah. No. And then
it's gross.
Like, why
I think they
is
were.
That...
It's just they were so hot for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any reason at all.
And they were probably drinking wine too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So they had that social lubrication.
So you should check it out. It's about wine and stuff.
Wait, I'm now making a note. What's
A Walk in the Clouds? Not to be confused with A Walk to Remember, starring Mandy Moore.
Right. Never seen
it. Don't cross the wires. Those are very different. Does Mandy Moore get in a bucket of grapes? I don't think so.
No, but she did get into. Sean and I were on a Getting Stoned podcast recently, where Mandy Moore gets deep in the ocean. But,
that's right.
Yeah, but not in the grapes. Hold on. Walk in the Clouds.
46 meters down.
Yeah.
I think it was 47 meters.
47, right? And the sequel's 48 meters. That's right.
You guys, if you haven't taken a listen to IMD Weed, Sean and I get real stoned.
Yeah, you want to hear us
and watch
stoned?
Mandy. just don't talk is what happens. Pretty much.
Yeah.
let's guess what alcohol level is in this wine.
Oh, yeah.
Guess. 12.5.
I'm going to go 13.
Okay. I would have said 13.
Do I get to guess?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Use the force.
Let's go with the since I'm going to base it off of your guesses,
because
you guys know what you're talking about. Let's say I'm going to go low, 11.
Oh, okay.
You may be right. I'm probably guessing high.
You may be right. Should we look
Let's
and see?
Let's look and see
what it is. 13.5. Ellen Clifford for the win. Well,
good job.
Closest. Did you say you said 13?
I said 13, yeah.
Yeah.
I was holding back. I was thinking 13.5, and I held back.
Well, the acidity kind of threw me off on the burn. So I got to be honest. Because I was like, is that the acidity?
It's
stealthy,
and it's
the
also,
alcohol?
There's almost a little, like, there's a ripeness of fruit on the palate. Like, almost a little, like, honeysuckle sweetness.
Ooh, like a little delicate white flower.
Like a delicate white flower.
Ooh, I feel the whisper of a white flower.
That distracts you from all the alcohol,
all the acid.
All the acid.
Hella acid, bro. This wine's groovy.
I would call the finish on this.
Yeah. What kind of bubble is this wine? If you had to make a bubble.
Yeah, if this wine were a bubble.
Is it like a little like pop or is it like a big one, a body bubble? Is that what that's called, the body bubble? I just made that up.
No, that is a thing, a body bubble. Well, body bubbles is actually when you blow bubbles on your body.
What?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Like, you know, like if your hand's wet with bubble solution, and then you can, like, blow bubbles with your hands.
What? That's magic.
I really feel like you need to make a movie with Keanu Reeves in which you guys are blowing bubbles with your hands.
I mean, I dream about that every day.
Have you ever put, like, bubble solution between, like, your elbow and then, like, bent your arm and then, like, blow out a bubble that way?
No.
Do you know what I'm doing? I'm like kind of flexing my muscle and like trying to create like a little bubble.
I could see a bubble stretching out from forearm to bicep.
Yeah, I mean, that's an idea. We could always try
you should totally try that. Then you can use that. I don't care.
They'd be like muscle bubbles.
Muscle bubbles.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bubble muscles.
Yeah.
Like muscle bubbles.
Bubble muscle.
Mubbles. Mubbles. Like,
yes.
Mubzles.
Mubbles.
There we go.
No, but if this wine was a bubble, if you just had to guess.
What sort of bubble would it be?
I would say we could call this a carousel bubble.
Oh.
Like a spinning bubble.
What?
What's a spinning bubble?
See, these are all these
you have
things.
A bubble podcast?
You act
I
like we know.
Listen to this.
You act like we know about bubbles. Yeah, you need a bubble
There's
podcast.
There's just so much going on. It's like this would be a bubble with a lot of bubbles.
You're like the sommelier of bubbles.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bubble sum. What is a carousel bubble?
Yeah.
So basically it's like, well, there's all sorts of bubbles. It's part of like a bubble sculpture. You can all do all sorts of bubble sculptures. And this would be like two bubbles put together and then a bunch of bubbles around it. And then you blow on it and the bubbles will spin around the other two bubbles.
What?
That's for real?
What?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Totally.
If Showtime at the Apollo doesn't put you on, they're fucking fools.
Yeah, right? Wait, how long does a bubble last for?
Yeah.
I thought they'd like pop.
Oh, they do pop. They always pop. And sometimes if you're not in a bubble friendly environment, it's very hard to do bubble tricks.
What is a non... What constant like wind?
Wind, hot lights. When I do bubbles on stage can sometimes be a big old issue.
Totally.
Air conditioners are bubble killers.
Yeah. What's like prime temp for bubbles?
I would say like you want like six. It's really about the humidity, right?
Okay.
So
yeah,
like
yeah.
60-70% humidity is good, maybe higher.
So you like bring a humidifier with you when you do a show?
Usually there's just no time.
Yeah.
Sort of like you have to put like a soap or something in, right?
Yeah,
or...
I mean I have like a special
bubble solution.
Bubble solution that I use. Yeah.
Is it homemade?
Sometimes I have certain like
store bought.
No, it's not store bought. Well, some things are bought and they're mixed together.
Proprietary.
Yeah, no, you don't need to. You don't need to reveal
these are
all
trade
your secrets.
Okay.
I'm just like so excited because you're throwing all these terms out. I'm like, what? What?
No, I want to come see a show.
The only bubbles I understand are ones made by carbon dioxide from secondary fermentation.
No,
but I do not understand your bubbles. Yeah, I want to see a show.
Keeping it in the cellar.
Yeah. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Sorry. Champagne jokes.
Champagne.
Oh. Sparkling wine.
She's
the only
Riddler.
Bubbles. What, me?
Yeah.
Yes, I aspire to be Jim Carrey.
It's a good movie, too.
Yes, I enjoyed
the
Batman very much.
Oh, wait. No, the mask. We're all over the place, you guys.
The third Batman?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like the first two.
That's with Mr. Freeze, right?
You mean the governor of California?
It has Two-Face. No, I think that's
put
the one.
In my eyes.
It has Two-Face. Oh. And I think is the Penguin in that too? See, I get confused.
I have no idea.
I gave up watching them after the first three, but that third one was good. It had a really good U2 song.
Mm. The third one was with George Clooney, I thought.
Batman.
Or Val?
Oh, no, you mean the
I thought that was Val Kilmer.
You might be right.
You guys, it's all
like
over after Beetlejuice left.
I feel like Zig knows the answer to this question. He might find out.
Is he Googling?
I think so. He's like, I cannot listen to these people who do not know enough about the pop culture that he excels at.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Yes.
But is
Two-Face in there?
Clooney?
Wait, which is the Jim Carrey one? Because to me, that was the third one. Because I start at Michael Keaton when I number them.
Yeah, those are the first
two.
And I thought
Classic.
The third one was the one with Jim Carrey.
The third one. There's all right. Third one. Fourth one has Mr. Freeze.
Thank you. Yes. I'm like, I stopped after number three. It has to be number three.
Yeah, the second one is with Catwoman and Penguin.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
It. Yeah, that was a good one. They're all good.
I'm still a little confused on things, but that's okay.
We should have like a Batman marathon. Guys.
We started on this whole thing because I became the Riddler for some reason.
Oh, because
we were talking about
champagne.
Bubbles. Yeah. Do you know how wine bubbles are made?
No, tell me.
Well.
The process of fermentation in which yeast eats sugar and makes carbon dioxide and and alcohol.
I was doing a little puppet show.
Yeah, I was enjoying that.
But like with wine, they keep the tank open so the carbon dioxide does not stay in solution. It just bubbles up into the air. In fact, when people are pushing down skins or stomping grapes, they sometimes have to
harness them
so that they don't fall into the wine from like suffocating on all the carbon dioxide.
It's true. It's real.
So with champagne, they then add more yeast into the bottle and trap the bubbles in there so they can't come out. Yeah.
That's how things were carbonated originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the first time of carbonation. It's just like fermentation.
Wow.
Being trapped in a bottle.
but not making
alcohol? I'm a frutician in a bottle, baby. You gotta riddle me the right way.
What? They what? Might be giants has nothing on you with your wine raps.
My wine raps? No, that was Shakira.
Christina Aguilera.
Just kidding, the other Shakira. You guys,
I just, know
no matter
even
what
less.
I say in this episode, just go like one step to the right, and that's what I'm actually saying.
Sean, you have a bottle of water right by you. I suggest
I told you guys my brain is not working today. It's just one step to the left.
I gotta tell Shelby to chat you up more during the day when you're stuck at home.
Shelby's full.
Shelby's full.
And again, she's an animal.
She's a dog.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a dog. Yeah. Okay.
She sometimes comes along for the ride.
Yeah, I haven't brought her in a while.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, sometimes she comes and hangs out.
Next time you and Brendan have dinner, you can bring her to my house.
To the house?
You guys, this is the big news at the wine situation is Sean and his boyfriend Brendan actually came to my home for dinner.
She made us a delicious savory pie. It was fantastic.
It was good times.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have you to the next one.
Yeah. As long as we're talking shop, I have a coffee table. Do you need a coffee table?
I don't think so, but
because I know you like to do Taibo and stuff, but like,
send me a picture.
I will.
He saw my minimalist ways. I have very little furniture.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, if you're doing a lot of Taibo, I get it. Like, you don't want to kick it.
I mean, I like to dance, and I get claustrophobic with furniture very easily.
But I bought a new coffee table, and I was like, I'll sell my old one on Craigslist. It'll take like 2 seconds. And
send me a picture.
And then I got home, and I was like, maybe I should just give it to Alan.
He was wishing.
I was like posting things.
I'll admit, the eating situation was like.
No.
Although for the most part, it was Sean and I getting really drunk while Brendan finished work.
Brendan was barely there; he had homework to do. But yeah. No, I mean, I just thought I was like, as I came home.
No, send me a picture. I might take you up on that.
Oh, Megan, do you need a coffee table?
No.
Here, I'm gonna bring up a picture.
I have so many coffee tables.
You can
tables.
Look and see if you want a coffee table too. It's wood. Has a white top. very sweet. Here we go. See?
Oh.
It's like a little Danish moderny sort of white thing.
That is cute. I do like it.
Do you need one? Everyone likes my coffee table, guys. Why am I getting rid of it?
Yeah.
I got mine off the side of the road.
Oh.
It's cute. It has a glass top.
No, I'm into
Whoa.
That.
Yeah.
No.
It's round.
One shot.
My new yellow. One's round and small. Yeah. Because I was like, I love this coffee. I love the coffee table, but it's so big.
What shape coffee table is the best one to drink wine out of? Off.
out of?
One shaped like a bowl.
Then I just lap it up. pour it in my wine trough. I'm going to get drinking.
Oh my God. That seems like it would be a thing in ancient Greece. Maybe did they had wine troughs?
Wine troughs,
actually,
yes.
Actually, that will bring me
and
to
their vomitoriums.
My... Oh God. That was the Romans.
Are you telling me no Greek people threw up? Ever?
Never.
Okay, I don't know about that. But
I feel
you're
like
right,
this will bring us into some of my lightning round questions if we're there.
Lightning round?
Lightning round? It's raining, it's pouring.
Lightning round.
Lightning.
Are you ready for lightning round?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We do all our own Foley here. Live.
It's
live
great.
Foley.
I love it so much.
No, he does like some really good sound effects.
Well, Ellen already blew one of my questions out of the
I'm
water.
So, sorry.
So why don't you go first, Ellen?
Fine. What pine flavored wine is Greece also known for? Pine flavored.
Wait, who are you asking?
You.
Me too, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Come on. Think what's the. It's a stereotype. People are like, oh, the. People don't like it much.
Wait,
these
what's
days.
The question again?
What pine flavored wine is Greece famous for?
Oh,
you might know this.
Hoppa. What is that?
No, you're thinking of ouzo.
Damn.
Hoppa.
By the way, Megan does know how to make a mean Cosmo.
Oh, thank you.
Because I got to drink one when we did her podcast.
I didn't think that it was ouzo because that's clear, but that's what I was thinking of.
Or Sambuca. Is that great?
Soju.
Okay, the answer is Retsina.
Oh, right. Oh, right.
It's a wine, and it started because they had these, they would transport their wines in these amphora that they would coat to seal them. They would coat with pine resin that flavored the wine, and then it became like a traditional Greek wine thing. Now it's usually made with Savatiano and Rhoditis grapes, and it's pine flavored.
Do they just add like pine flavoring?
I think they ferment it with the pine resin, and then it gets racked off at some point.
Sweet.
I've
never had it.
I would feel like I was like drinking my Christmas tree.
It's all the things I don't like about gin
right?
in wine. Yeah. I mean, there are some Greeks I've heard be like, no, 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 you just haven't had the good retsina. And they're probably right. But I just, I'm like, I also feel like when I taste a very junipery gin, I'm like, this is drinking my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was question number one. What's number two?
Number one. No, I'm still stuck on that retsina stuff. How much of Greek's production of wine is white, percentage-wise?
Oh, great. This is a...
this is just a shell.
I know this too. Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah, this is a question I can guess at. I would say...
Does that count retsina as white wine?
It says, yeah.
Do I get a hint? Yeah.
You want a hint? Yeah.
Sure.
It's more than half.
Oh.
I was going to say 75.
Great guess. Solid guess. Two thumbs up on the guess. It's 60%.
That was really close. I would have. Yeah. I just had no clue. So
yeah.
I mean, it's one of those like, hey, just you know, let's just try it.
It's really interesting,
isn't it?
Question number three: were the ancient Greeks drunkards? Did they get drunk a lot?
Yes.
Apparently, they very much, like, when they got together in these meetings where they would drink, they very much looked down on that. And there was this poet who has, I use this as an excuse to, like, read this really great quote from Eubulus in the 4th century BC, who says about the drinking, "Three craters," which are bowls for wine, "do I mix for the temperate. One to health, which they empty first, the second to love and pleasure, the third to sleep. When this bowl is drunk up, wise guests go home. The fourth bowl is ours no longer, but belongs to hubris. The fifth to uproar. The sixth to prancing about. The seventh to black eyes. The eighth brings the police. The ninth brings vomiting, and the tenth to insanity and hurling of furniture."
Wow.
That is the progression of getting drunk in ancient Greece, but they tried not to do that, apparently. And also they watered down their wine a lot in ancient Greece.
Huh.
Yeah, because it was really looked down on to get too drunk in these ancient Greek 4th century BC.
But what if you like prancing, though?
Well, then you stay for the fourth and fifth glass.
You just got to prance.
And you prance.
Born to prance.
I mean, I would stay for the prancing, honestly. Yeah.
Also, too, like a bowl of wine, like it's very different than a glass of wine.
Yeah, I'm not sure what size their craters, K-R-A-T-E-R,
right.
Were.
It wasn't like they had like a uniform sort of like system. Well, maybe they did.
I'm
but
not
you
sure.
Do drink wine out of bowls in a lot of places in Europe. They have like little wine bowls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have Which some is, cute
like,
little...
Like, why do you like... It's such a weird... I don't know. It's a thing. It's
is
ceramic
it like stemless
bowl.
Glasses or just...
I hate stemless
glasses. It's like straight up a bowl.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I hate stemless glassware too, but... yeah.
Except for like the... I served you the little short glasses I have sometimes.
Love those.
I love those. They're like an Italian
But those
thing.
Are... I'm talking about like the little weird sort of like...
The ones that look like wine glasses without a stem, then annoy the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're only for red wine, right?
Thank you. Well, they're actually for no wine, in my opinion.
I second the notion.
Because on like on either way, like every time you grab it, you're like warming up the wine. And also right. like just like fingerprints all on the outside. It looks so gross.
And just stems look so much prettier.
And stems look prettier.
I mean, I understand the cost ratio of breaking wine glasses probably is a lot higher.
Sure.
Yeah. But still, okay. Just the official wine situation platform about
website
stemware.
Facebook Instagram
our
Instagram is probably the most like dialogue driven one, right?
Our stance on stemware is get a fucking stem
or stand.
What our yes the official wine situation stand on stems is we stand for stems.
We stand for stems.
I yes. just got some stemware.
Yeah
they're
there
super
you
cute.
Sweet.
I got them for Christmas.
Nice.
Nice.
I guess that was several months
you
ago.
You had a good wine that I saw you like were like asking my opinion on your Rioja,
right.
And I said drink it pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done that yet.
Drink it before it gets to be summer because your place will get too hot for that wine to hang out in.
Oh, we like air conditioning.
Okay.
Oh, we use that.
We use that.
She had what looked like a very good Rioja hanging out.
Maybe I'll go
her.
Home tonight and just it's a celebration.
It. Yeah.
Celebrate
get into
good
that Rioja.
Wine. Come on.
No. Should we ask more questions or should we get
I mean,
on?
I can ask one, but you'll probably guess it. Grapes in Greece are grown close to the ground with the vines forming baskets around the grapes in the middle. True or false?
I know the answer to
oh
this.
Oh, my God. You learned so much.
Yes.
Yay.
I believe it's true.
That's correct.
You are correct.
What do I win?
Well, thanks for asking. You won a glass of
this wine. And I'm still going to make you my Cosmo because Megan makes a mean Cosmo, but I want to bring you mine just for the kicks.
Yeah, no, we should have a Cosmo competition.
Cosmo
we should.
Off.
Yeah, Sean will be judge.
Have fun, guys.
Sean and Terrence will judge.
I
feel like everybody would have fun at a Cosmo competition,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
At the end of it, no one would give a shit who won or who lost.
We'd have to invite...
What rules were?
We'd invite Phil Augusta Jackson to that he was...
Sex in the City.
We did have a guest who his complaint was that people don't respect Sex in the City, and I was like, you should have him on your pod. He'd be into it.
I will contact him. Or get the info to contact him.
Will be done. It will be conveyed. We just have one last question. It's super simple.
We don't know the answer to it.
We don't even know.
Okay.
And there's no wrong answer.
Great.
What's bringing you joy?
Right now, in this moment?
In this moment, in a past moment, a moment of joy that you
would like to
share?
My kitty cats.
Yes!
Plural!
Yes, I have two kitty cats.
Cute. They're adorable. I have to say they brought me joy just looking at them.
Oh, yeah. They're the cutest little cats ever.
Aw.
They're brothers. Not really, but...
They steal your toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. We have to lock the toilet paper away.
They're just Freddy. Mischievous funsters.
Freddy and Phoenix. There's a
Freddy and Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Orange tabby and a gray tabby.
They're so cute.
They are super cute. Yeah.
Are they actual kittens or are they bull cats?
One's almost a year.
Okay.
And then the other one's like 3.
How did the new one get along with the established one?
We were worried about that. We took our time. Yeah. You know, we introduced them the correct way, like through the door.
Oh, is that the... I didn't know that.
There's a whole
thing? Yeah, keep them separated, have them meet through the door, and then eventually you try to feed them at the same time on opposite sides of the door, and then eventually together, feed them together.
The front door?
No, like I had one in the bathroom and like one in the hallway.
Okay. And you put up like the divider between?
Yeah. So there was a moment where like one cat had one part of the house and the other cat had the other part of the house?
Yes. So for about 2 weeks they were separated.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, that takes a while.
And then we were kind of worried. We didn't know what was going to happen, but you know, Phoenix took to Freddy and like now they like lick each other and groom each other and sleep together and eat at the same time. And then they play fight as well.
Yeah. I mean, cats do that with humans too.
They
will nip at you sometimes.
But they're very adorable.
They're really cute.
And I always pick them up and carry them around. And I go to my boyfriend Terrence. I'm like, look what I found. And he's like, is it a cat? I'm like, yeah, it's this cat. I found him. He's right here.
Look at him.
Look how cute he is.
Yeah,
give him
every day.
You're speaking to my cat person soul.
Is it a cat?
Yeah.
If you did that, if I lived with you, every time you did that, I would explode with joy, probably.
He does internally.
I'm like that with cats.
Yeah, he does.
Aww.
Is there like a way to get dogs and cats to meet on good terms?
Probably the same way, I would assume.
I feel like dogs are a lot more accepting of other creatures in general, maybe?
I don't know. Shelby.
I haven't seen Shelby get with...
I've seen Shelby in action.
She has a troubled past.
She does. She's had to fight her way all the way to the United States.
That's true. Aww.
She came from South Korea.
Wow. Yeah. That's a well-traveled dog.
Yeah. Dogs.
She's very cosmopolitan.
This dog's been to Asia. I haven't been to Asia.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Wow, Shelby has outdone us all.
Wow. Good job, Shelby. Megan, thank you so much for being here.
This was
lovely.
So much fun.
So fun.
Guys.
Thanks
for
drinking with
sharing.
Us.
Thanks, yay.
Sharing your bubbles.
Yes, thank you so much.
I just drink wine. I don't fuck with IPA. I just drink wine. I don't fuck with Minute Maid. I just drink wine. I don't fuck with Coffee Mate. I just drink wine. Give me red, white, or rosé. Don't touch me, motherfucker. I'm a sommelier.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.